Right now, it's Stuart McConey's Freak Zone.
From a new compilation, La Belle et le Bleu, that was, as you are very aware, I imagine, Brigitte Bardot, written especially for her by Serge Gainsbourg in the summer of 1967, doubtless to get her to dress up in bike leathers, the old goat as she does on the sleeve and in the video, Harley Davidson. I'm Stu McConey, this is The Freak Zone on BBC Six Music. Thanks to Now Playing, I'll tell you more about what's upcoming on tonight's show after something from the new album by Dancing Mice. This is Dear Mary.
Dear Mary, now a girl is washed away. Soft water as the other children play. Much later, where the youngest walks today.
Counting higher.
with the brave. Deep water, living under, smiling brave.
Tuning in to the Freak Zone.
Thank you.
You will have heard me play the music and extol the virtues of R.B. Russell before on this show, and Tartarus Press, the wonderful bespoke press out of North Yorkshire, that does fantastic editions of kind of classic British supernatural and ghostly literature. The new volume from them is called Copsford. It's about a guy called Walter J.C. Murray's sojourn for a year in what we'd now call self-isolation, a derelict cottage in the Sussex countryside. And with it is an accompanying suite of music by Ray Russell's R.B. Russell, with Cousin Silas on that track. And there's a lovely video for it online too, Midsummer, from the new album Copsford, which you can find on Bandcamp. And before it, I thought there was a hint of the Cardiacs in that, Dancing Mice. This is their 8th album, apparently, and I'm enjoying it. It's called Acme, and from it, that track was called Dear Mary. So thanks for joining me again here on the Freak Zone. I hope you're keeping well and safe and socially distant. This week, in search of the best unusual and adventurous music, old and new, we visit the redwoods of Northern California, 70s Anatolia, Canterbury, Moscow, Sheffield, and Turku in Finland, from whence comes our featured album, Vico. The first album by an act I was very, very fond of. I've been very fond of since the very first records I heard of those back in the mid-1990s. Like this, their first album, Vico. Pansonic were formed in Turku in Finland by the late Mika Vanio, with Ilpo Väisänen and Sami Salo back in 1993, making music that was influenced by industrial acts like Throbbing Gristle and Einstürz and the Neubauten, also by real down-tempo and low-end electronic music experimentation, and the esoteric sound worlds of dub and hip-hop. It is extremely unusual and in some ways extreme music. Put together from glitches, it often sounds like the kind of the stuff you would hear on glitchy CDs or when you plug your guitar lead into your guitar at first. But there is something compellingly dark and brilliant about it, and it becomes a rhythmic kind of tour de force. So from their first album, which is our featured album for tonight, this is Pansonic and Vahi. Thank you. Our featured album for tonight, then, is Vico, the first album by Panasonic, who were originally called Panasonic, but the tech giants threatened to sue them. Gosh, these people have no sense of fun, have they? And so they dropped the A and just became Panasonic, and there will be more of that dark and compellingly extreme music. I love it, later on in the show. Vanishing Faces are A Walker and J Walker, out of Oxford, who, informed by a love of traditional folk, progressive, acid, techno, and hauntology, folk, horror, and psychogeography, have made a new album called Foretold. From it, this is Mushroom Song.
Yeah.
This is from an intriguing new album on the Ombrelle Concrète label. Ombrelle Concrète, I think my schoolboy French tells me, is Concrete Umbrella, and that would certainly seem to be the logo as well. And I got sent this compilation this week called Let It Bleep. And the idea behind this is, and Terry Lane sent this to me behind the Ombrelle Concrète label, Let It Be, the final Beatles album, will be 50 years old this spring. And they wondered, what would the Beatles be doing if they were still knocking around today? And they thought, because they were such experimentalists, probably something more electronic and adventurous than straight-ahead rock. So this reimagines all the tracks on Let It Be in a kind of electronic style, often quite abstractedly and quite symbolically, I think you could say. And that was Emil Laidrock, who is Andrew Kesby, and one of the tracks on there. Could you have guessed that that was Across the Universe? Maybe you could. Still to come, well, we've got some great music from all around the world. We've got more music from Finland in our featured album, Vaiko, by Pansonic. A new single from Million Square after the Six Music News.
Six Music.
This is BBC Radio.
Six Music.
BBC News at 8.30, I'm Nikki Cardwell. The number of daily tests being carried out for coronavirus in the UK has fallen significantly below the target of 100,000 just 2 days after the government announced that it had achieved its objective. 76,500 tests over the past 24 hours were carried out. The Cabinet Office Minister Michael Gove suggested the weekend might be to blame.
It is the case that you might expect over a weekend, particularly over a Saturday, with fewer people going to work, that you might have a dip in the amount of testing that might occur at that time. But again, I don't think it in any way detracts from the amazing achievement of the NHS and of others in so significantly increasing the amount of tests that are available.
The number of deaths in the UK has risen by 315 to nearly 28,500. The total now stands close to Europe's worst affected country, Italy. Mr. Gove said some social distancing measures were likely to remain in place until a vaccine was available for the virus. An NHS smartphone app designed to help trace people who may have been infected by the virus is to be trialled on the Isle of Wight this week. The software works out who people have been in contact with by detecting the presence of other mobiles. These island residents were asked what they thought.
I think it's a good place to try it because obviously we are quite an isolated space.
From what I can understand, it offers a more secure platform than, for instance, platforms like Twitter or Facebook.
I'm not entirely happy with it, to be honest with you. I feel that the island is essentially being used as a testing ground and don't like the thought of us being used as guinea pigs.
The Home Office says 43 men and 6 women were on board 3 dinghies that were intercepted by the Border Force during the early hours of this morning. The migrants were picked up as they sailed towards Kent. And Police Scotland said a car was spotted driving at 132 miles an hour near Perth last night. They described the driver as phenomenally stupid. Six Music News, more in an hour.
This is BBC Radio 6 Music.
Now on BBC Sounds.
6 Music.
Thank you.
Million Square are a new duo from London. That's their new single, mixing electronics and acoustic instruments and sounds. They've played with the likes of Moses Boyd, Nubia Garcia and Shebaka Hutchins, and they cite their influences as from Oteka to John Coltrane, and I very much like that new single, First Block. I'm Stuart McConey. You're listening to The Freak Zone on BBC Six Music, and our featured album for tonight on the show, Pansonic's debut album of 1995, Vico. Pansonic, as I say, operating out initially of Turku in Finland, then relocating to Barcelona, which they found a little more conducive. They are no longer with us. As I say, the founder, Mikko Vainio, died at the extremely young age of 53. But during the decade or so of existence, they made some terrific experimental music. Here's another track from Vico. This is Hapatus.
Thank you.
you're enjoying this strange and lovely stuff, I think. Lovely might not quite be the right word, but you know what I mean. From Pansonic, their first album, Vico, on Blast First Records. I remember the shock of the new when I first heard this music, and that track was Hepatus, and there'll be another track a little bit later on. From 1975 and their second album, the classic The Rotters Club, Hatfield and the North, Fitter Stokes Has a Bath.
You don't suspect my life's a mess. You probably think it's groovy. Meeting people every day. See some place abroad. And I admit that when the time is right, it can be quite a laugh. But you know, that's not often. Eventually, I think that you will agree. I'm only putting lines out that shifting is missing is disappears. As for you, I couldn't bear to think of it. They said you were Swedish. What a pain, what a noise. You can imagine my delight was like some Akram magazine come to life. Thank you, ladies, you had us all. I hope you both enjoyed it. But just the same, I'm happy just to sit around the home with Pamela. In need of me, I'm drowning in love.
Halfway from the north there, along with Kilburn and the High Roads, one of only two bands I can think of named after a road sign. You may be able to think of more, in which case tell me. In fact, tell me anything you like. Get in touch with me. Tell you how you're enjoying the Pansonic and tell me some musical suggestions you think I should be aware of. You do this most weeks and I'm hugely grateful, especially in these strange and disjointed times. You can get in touch with me at stuart.sixmusic@bbc.co.uk for emails, and you can also write to me or send me stuff. The post is still getting through to Dock House, the first floor of Dock House, BBC Media City UK, Salford M52LH. Kate NV is the solo project of Kate Shilonosova, who is a Moscow-based producer and songwriter, composer, designer and author. Room for the Moon is the name of her new album. This is Not, Not, Not.
Stuart McConey's Freak Zone.
This is Six Music.
That is from a new album from Helen Money, who we've played before on this show, a composer and cellist operating out of California. The new album by Helen on Thrill Jockey Records is called Atomic. She says written during a period of transition for Alison Chesley, which is her real name. She makes music as Helen Money. And she says, my brother and sister and I would often get together at my brother's house in the redwoods of Northern California, looking up at the Milky Way and the Pacific Ocean. And that's reflected in the sleeve art for this record. Atomic is out now on Thrill Jockey, and that track was called Coil. And before it, From Moscow and From Room for the Moon, her new album, Kate NV, and Not, Not, Not. Last night's Freak Zone playlist featured British acid folk, a Lithuanian disco odyssey, and more, and was put together by our friend John Brooks. You will know if you're a regular listener to this show and if you're interested in this kind of music we play, that John's been making music on Ghostbox Records, the label he runs with Jim Jupp, under the name The Advisory Circle for some time. He's now got his own label called Cafe Caput, and he's put out something recently on Claypipe Music too, under his own name. The album's called How to Get to Spring. It's lovely, and from it, this is Fun.
Thank you.
Oh, I love that track. It's the opening track on How to Get to Spring by John Brooks. Check out John's playlist, an hour's worth of his favourite underground and experimental music on the BBC Sounds app now. Well, interest has been piqued all over the shop by our recent discovery of dungeon synth music. Correspondents from all over and from many of you sent home which you enjoyed the dungeon synth, this new genre that we've become aware of. And recently, I mentioned Weird Walk magazine, which a listener put me in touch with. Owen from that magazine got in touch with us, says, thrilled you mentioned the zine on your show and that you've played some dungeon synth. A couple of new projects I found interesting. Sunken Grove, a fantastic new artist from Wales, who delivers a kind of raw forest synth, good description, and Borg. I know nothing about them other than a Bandcamp genre troll. They sound like an after-show party at the court of Henry VIII. Here's something from both these new artists, then Sunken Grove in a moment. First, Borg and A Proposal in Moonlight.
Thank you.
That was Sunken Grove from Precious Solitude, The Woods Beyond Your Door. Before it, from Sweden, A Proposal in Moonlight comes from an album called Woodland by Borg. A couple of examples of new dungeon synth suggested by Owen from Weird Walk. If you want to know more about that zine, it's www.weirdwalk.co.uk. And Owen is putting together a little primer module about dungeon synth. Look out for that in a couple of weeks' time. And thanks to all the people who mentioned that they'd enjoyed the dungeon synth, like Will Fowler, who also sent me some music. I'm always attuned to getting your music here on the show, and if I don't play it, it's simply because I can't find room for it. There is so much. Don't think it's any criticism of the quality of the music you're sending in, and I do love to hear it, so please do. Thanks, Will, and thanks to all the other people who do send it to me. Mark Alexander from Leicester and others recently. This is from a new compilation called Uzeli Electro Saz, a compilation of music from Turkey between 1976 and 1984, the archives of the great Turkish record label, Uzeli. And I am loving this record. This is Darid Daldrim from Akbasa Kilisi.
Sana canım geride mi kalacaktı? olacaktı. Vuruldum vuruldum baksana kanım, geride mi kalacaktı? Darıldım darıldım ben sana canım, böyle mi olacaktı? Vuruldum vuruldum baksana.
Kasper Breutzmann is, of course, from a dynasty of free jazz. He's the son of the great Peter Breutzmann. His band, Kasper Breutzmann's Massacre, made an album in 1995, their fifth album called Home on Our Choice Records. It's just been reissued on Southern Lord, and from it, this is The Tribe.
Yeah.
Loving that. I got a touch of the dark, gnarly energy of Red, Era King, Crimson, I think, though. And maybe even a sound alike of Manchester's Lost Mavericks, King of the Slums there. Still to come on this show, we have one more track from our featured album, Pantsonic's Vico. And I mentioned King of the Slums. Let's have a classic from them after the Six Music News.
Six Music.
This is BBC Radio.
Six Music.
BBC News at 9.30, I'm Nikki Cardwell. The government's fallen below its target of conducting 100,000 coronavirus tests a day, 2 days after ministers announced that they'd met that objective. Around 76,000 tests were carried out over the past 24 hours. Dr. Elisabetta Grappelli is a lecturer in global health at St George's University of London. She says the drop may not be as significant as it first appears.
What is important is that the UK has steadily increased the number of tests that have been performed, and 76,000 is a fantastic number, and now these numbers are becoming comparable to other countries that have more or less the same number of people as a population.
The latest figures show that another 315 people have died with COVID-19 in the UK. It takes the total to almost 28,500. That's just below Europe's worst affected country, Italy. The aviation industry has reacted angrily to suggestions from the Transport Secretary Grant Shapps that he could impose a 14-day quarantine for anyone arriving in the country. Airlines UK said such a system would effectively kill the industry when other nations were opening their economies. McDonald's is in talks with landlords about cutting rents on some of its restaurants as the company prepares to reopen a number of sites for deliveries. Companies face their next quarterly rent bill in late June. And armed officers have been scrambled to reports of a tiger on the loose in Kent, only to find it was a life-size model. The alert was triggered in a village near Sevenoaks yesterday. Juliet Simpson, who built the model 20 years ago, says she got a heads up from a neighbour.
He'd heard the police, and then I heard a helicopter going overhead, and I walked up the lane, and out of the field opposite came a whole crowd of armed police, who by then knew that it was all a false alarm. And I said, would they like to be introduced to my real live tiger?
Juliet Simpson. Six Music News, your next update is in the morning.
This is BBC Radio 6 Music.
Now on BBC Sounds.
Six Music.
I was thinking that in an alternative universe, the Smiths and the Fall were bigger than U2 and Coldplay, and in a yet more alternative universe, King of the Slums were bigger than the Smiths and the Fall. I love them. There's something so sort of blisteringly caustic about that music. That's a single on Playhard Records that was also collected on their one and only album, Barbarous English Fair, King of the Slums, and Bombs Away on Harper Hay. One of my favourite lines ever in a song in that. If only I'd known, I could have been a qualified plumber by now with my own little van. Pansonic hail from Turku in Finland. They are no more, sadly, since the sad early demise of founder Mika Vainio. But from their first album, Vaiko, which is our featured album for tonight, this is Radio Kemia. Radio Kemia from the album Vico, the first album by Finland's Pansonic. And I hope you've been enjoying, or at least been intrigued, by these low-end, low-frequency sounds. Do let me know, stuart.6music@bbc.co.uk. We're on all the social medias as well. Frost, a.k.a. Dale Frost, is a drummer who explores interlocking and evolving rhythms within electronic music composition. We've played his music before on this show. He very kindly sent us his new project, his new album, Until It Makes Sense to You. And from it, this is Cluster Shuffle.
Six Music.
Stuart McConey's Freak Zone.
Six Music.
Is a 28-year-old musician from the Umlazi township of Durban in South Africa and one of the pioneers of a now world-famous experimental music scene, GQOM. And that comes from a new album by Menzi, Impazamo, and that's a track called Echo Bass. And that is pretty much it for this week on the show. You can listen to this week's playlist. Don't forget, an hour's worth of tracks from John Brooks on the BBC Sounds app. Don Letts is next. I'm going to leave you something from Sheffield, from Martin Archer's excellent musical ensembles that he puts together in Sheffield. In this case, the Anthropology Band, a septet fleshed out by a large brass and woodwind ensemble arranged by Charlotte Keefe and Martin Archer. This is a track called Snap Call Back Wall, and I'll see you next week.
is BBC Radio 6 Music.
Right now, 6 Music. It's Don Letts.
Tell everybody.